The manna God provided for Israel in the wilderness, as it is presented to us in Exodus 16, was more than physical sustenance. It also served as a foreshadowing of Christ. Several of its characteristics point directly to who Christ is and what he came to accomplish. First, the manna had a heavenly origin. It rained down from heaven, verse 4, pointing to Christ as the heavenly man who came down from heaven as the Father's sent one to do his will. John 6, verses 38 to 39. Second, the manna was granular or round in form, verse 14. This feature reflects Christ's eternal existence, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5, verse 2. Third, the manna was fine or small, verse 14. This speaks of Christ's outward unremarkableness in the eyes of humanity. He did not appear impressive or majestic, and many failed to recognize him. Fourth, the manna was white, verse 31, symbolizing Christ's perfect holiness and spotless purity. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, is called the Holy and Righteous One, and is described as a lamb without blemish or spot. Fifth, the manna was like coriander seed, verse 31. This points to Christ as the source of life. Just as a seed contains the germ of life within itself, so Christ is the one in whom life resides. In him was life. John 1, verse 1, verse 4. Sixth, the manna tasted sweet, verse 31. This reflects what Christ is to the hearts of those who truly receive him, sweet, satisfying, and delightful. Meditation on him brings joy and pleasure to the soul. Finally, the manna rested on the dew and did not touch the ground of the desert, Numbers 11, verse 9. This illustrates Christ's moral separation from sin and corruption. Though he lived among sinners, he remained holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners. Hebrews 7, verse 26. In every detail, the manna points beyond itself to Christ, the true bread from heaven who gives life to the world.